Our next case is number 11,946, Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park, LLC, seeks variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172-G7 and 115-172-G13 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Seneca Street, approximately 624 feet northwest of Central Avenue. The 911 address is 16335 Seneca Street, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, unit 55408. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance, 1.3-foot variance and a 6.2-foot variance from the separation requirements. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I promise this is the last time you have to hear these remarks again, but I am Seth Thompson from Sergovic, Carmi, Wideman, McCartney, and Owens in Georgetown, Delaware, here representing Donovan Smith MHP LLC, the owner of the property referenced as 16335 Seneca Street, occasionally referenced as Lot C16. To my right, who's already been sworn in previously, is Billy Betts, the property manager of Dunham & Smith. We are here to present our third and final variance application. This property, just again for the record, it is an old community with small lots, and that has created a problem in terms of placing newer homes in those. I do note, too, that this home is less than 14 feet wide and 60 feet long. Actually, it's the items next to it. One is 13.9 feet wide, which is the same as the current application, and the other immediately adjacent to it is 13.7 feet. And the dwelling to the rear of this particular lot is, it looks like it's in excess of 19 feet wide. So just by basis of comparison, this home is comparable to the ones that are adjacent and, in fact, smaller than one of them. Hopefully the board received our exhibit booklet earlier with the variance application, the deed showing that the current property owner took title almost 20 years ago, the structural separation and survey dated July 18th of 2016, the manufactured home placement permit from April of 2016, the copies of the various decisions from the Board of Adjustment dating back to 1989 in this particular park, pictures of this particular property, and then the notice from the Board of Adjustment dated March 22nd, 2017 for tonight's meeting. So in terms of why we think this property meets the variance standard, the physical circumstances include the lot's narrowness, as well as the shallowness. This application is slightly different from the prior two in that one of the variants does relate to the shed on the property in the back. And really, that's part of the uniqueness here, too. The problem is the lots are small, but then as people add accessory structures, the 20-foot requirement applies to those as well, so that envelope gets smaller. This causes the exceptional practical difficulty as the park owner attempts to replace older homes, older smaller homes, with newer homes, but still meet that 20-foot setback. So we believe there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the current zoning code, even with the smaller home. Obviously, we're running into the placement of sheds and decks. So that's what's going on in this application. That's why we believe the variance is necessary for reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The size of the lots obviously predates the applicant. The homes that are being built these days are not as small as they once were. The applicant obtained a manufactured home placement permit previously. That permit obviously revealed that a variance was necessary. We don't believe the variance is going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will not impair the appropriate use of the adjacent property and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. So we base that on the number of variances that have been granted by this board previously. In addition, we've heard some commentary in terms of older homes needing to be replaced, and that's what's being done on this particular lot. I'll ask Mr. Betts to address in a moment the issue in terms of placement on other lots. But basically replacing these older, smaller homes with newer homes, we think upgrades the community. And certainly everybody is in favor of an upgraded community. I suppose we might differ in terms of how we get there, but everybody seems to agree that that should be a fair end result. On this particular property, at least with regard to the property in the back, there's actually a fence in between. So I think that particular circumstance here, in this case, makes for an even stronger case than the prior two, in the sense that that fence is existing, and it shows that the use of the neighbor in the back is not going to be impaired in any way. I noted previously the adjacent property sizes. So again, we're not looking to change the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum that would afford the relief and the least modification possible based on the placement of the home in trying to triangulate it in such a way as to make it as compliant as possible. My client so far hasn't received any complaints from the direct neighbors. We'll see if that changes. And if I could, I would call up Mr. Betts to speak. And Mr. Betts, you've heard my representations. Is everything that I've relayed to the board true and accurate to the best of your knowledge, information, and belief?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and if you could walk through the board, the process in terms of how you picked this particular lot to place this new home.
Well, it was the empty lots that are available in the park, which are, there's quite a few lots in there, but they are a lot of them are really small lots. And I tried to pick the biggest lots that we had to put these homes on to be able to be in compliance. This was the reason I picked that lot, because it was one of the bigger lots that we had. Now, since then, we've had a couple other homes that go out, and we got another one that we tore down, which in the back, which that's not even nowhere near, well, it's not got nothing to do with this, but I tried to utilize the bigger lots that I had for the size home. I tried to get the home to fit the lot. That's what we tried to do. The company could get the home, they bought the home, and they brought it in, and I had to pick out the biggest lots I had, and that's all I could do. I wouldn't want to put it on one that I knew wasn't going to be big enough. This mm-hmm. lot was the biggest lot that I had available for that home at the time.
Okay.
It was a clearable lot that was ready to set.
And could you kind of explain to the board how you acquired this particular home? How was this home chosen?
Because of the size of the lot. That was basically it. They like to buy bigger homes, but I told them, I said, well, we need to get you get the smallest home that you can possibly get, or try to get a smallest home, you know, something that's going to be market value too, that people are going to be interested, because everybody wants three bedrooms. These are three bedroom homes. We did have some other ones that are two bed. Well, wait a minute, is this three or two?
Let's take a look at
the. Let me look at some right here. We have so many of them.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Please. This is 60 foot. I'm pretty sure this was a three bedroom home.
Oh, there you are. Next
page. That's a two bedroom home. Okay, 60 foot long. It is only a two bedroom home. So we couldn't put anything bigger on there. For sure, we couldn't go with a bigger home. So.
Could you describe to the board any information you have with regard to the home that you replaced? So the home that was pulled out from this particular lot?
I don't know. That was tore down before I had taken over, so I'm not exactly sure. I know it was probably a house of about the same size. I remember seeing it there, but I wasn't manager of the park at the time, so I can't exactly say for sure. That's like the other one we just previously done. That was removed before I become manager of the park, so, but I do remember seeing a home there before. I've worked for the company before I got the management job.
And in terms of this particular lot, looking at C16, when you placed the home, were you aware that you needed to measure the 20 feet from the deck?
No. I thought it was the 20 feet from the house. I didn't know the deck was included in that.
So you would have been 20 feet from C15,
okay.
And you would have been 20 feet from C17.
The only thing we had a problem was being the shed in the back.
And were you aware of the requirement that you needed to measure on the back side as well?
We were going by the property line. I figured it was where the line was down through there on the lot line, and that we had to have the 5 foot setback.
And you meet that 5 foot setback?
Yes, we meet that, but I didn't realize it included the shed and the other person found it at the time.
And we have submitted pictures. Is there a fence between those properties?
There was a partial fence, I believe, up there, but I don't think there was nothing real very big. You can't see it. It's kind of dirtish, yeah.
Have you received any complaints from the direct neighbors at this point?
No.
Thank you, Mr.
Neither one of these places are occupied. Neither one of them are occupied at all. They're all empty right now.
When you say neither one, are you referring to the applications or the neighbors?
I'm talking about all three of these houses, all three of the variances that we're going through.
Okay. But do you know if C-17 and C-15
are occupied? Yeah, there's people that live in those, yes.
Okay. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with the board in aiding their decision?
No, I was just trying to do what I thought was the correct thing, and we're trying to make the parks better, and we were trying to get some newer homes in the park, and it's very difficult to get, you know, most people want, like I said, 3-bedroom homes, so, but you gotta try to put a 2-bedroom home in there, you gotta put what size you can put in there, and then it makes it difficult because people coming in don't wanna buy the 2-bedroom homes, they wanna buy the 3-bedrooms, but we're still trying to upgrade the park, hoping that we'll have people to come buy these 2-bedroom homes. To up it, you know, we're trying to clean the park up. We're definitely trying to clean them up.
Okay.
Any questions?
Yeah, I'll start down with you, Mr. Workman. Anyway.
Yeah, I got one question for him. So all the homes you're putting in, it's not got a lease on it or rent on it or nothing?
No.
So you're just putting them in there that you will...
Yeah, we lease the property or rent the lot, and they buy the homes. People buy the homes.
But there isn't an agreement of purchase on the home?
No.
No, so when they come and buy that home that's sitting there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you just put them in there that way right now?
Yeah.
Hoping that you sell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Hoping that we could sell the homes and, like I say, make the park a little better. And we do have empty lots, and we also let people buy homes and bring them out as long as they'll fit those lots.
Okay.
As long as they'll fit what we have.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Beckman, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Wesson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Just a statement, just for the record, Mr. Betts was sworn in earlier this evening and remains under oath throughout his testimony.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. All those in opposition that wish to speak, please come forward again at this time. Again, all those that wish to speak, please come forward.
Good evening. I'm Sharon Ash.
Mr. Sharp, do you want to and repeat that again then?
Mrs. Ash is at the podium. She has been sworn in earlier this evening, and the other three appear to have been sworn in as well. I'll take care of them when they come up, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
But thank you.
Thank you. Now, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Regarding this home, my home is in back of it.
Okay.
And it is so close to the back of my shed that I've had to move my recycle cans, my trash cans, my gardening setup. And when I went to start my lawnmower last year, my elbow hit the HVAC system of the house that was installed behind me.
Okay.
When I bought my home... This is my fourth year. I bought it October of 2013. There was a lovely home behind me. The man had just passed away. It took a few months for the children to decide they did not want it, and I think they very respectfully and carefully removed it. And that was a vacant lot all the way up until last year. The adjacent lot to that was a family of children taking care of children, and it was a real slum, and we were always looking out for the children and very worried about the behavior and the goings on in that house. So when they were finally evicted, they went through the proper process and were able to tear a very fine house down because these folks had just ruined it.
Mm.
For these beautiful new homes that are being installed, there's no room for bicycles, there are no room for sheds, there's no room for a patio, and I don't even know what the fire department would say about a grill. That's how close everything has become. We also have our park electrical system that runs behind the house, if you will. I almost consider it like an alley, the space between our houses, you know, the back-to-back area. It's not really an area you want to utilize and you must protect. You got your cable, your telephone, you know, electricity all back there. And now we have these new homes with these HVAC systems. The older homes don't have them. So now I have two HVAC systems that are 7 feet from my back bedroom. And it's become very difficult with the one that they're asking the variance for, because everything is so tight and it's on a strange angle. And it's just odd to walk out and there's the back of this house mm-hmm. right there. So
okay.
Thank you very much for hearing.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you.
Ma'am.
Yes, I think you got one question.
One question.
Yes, sir.
You said you're right behind it?
Yes, sir.
Right directly behind it?
Yes, sir.
It shows here on our map it's 20.9 feet away from that.
It's, pardon me?
20.9.
According to our calculations.
Shed. Shed needs
sheds appearance. To the side.
Sheds to the
shed.
Side.
No, the shed is in back of this house.
But from her house to that dwelling behind it, it's 20.9.
Because the house, my house is adjacent.
The shed is to the right.
Shed needs a variance.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah. But she is saying her
house is directly behind that. But there's 20.9 feet.
20.9 feet behind that.
Behind your trailer.
Not between the house.
Not between them, back to back. The back of your trailer, the back of that trailer. Is that what you said? Is that close? There's only seven. How? What's the distance then between the back of your trailer to where this one's at? What's the distance?
Your elbow.
You seen the survey, ma'am?
No, sir.
Would you like to?
Yes,
would you like
sir.
To see it?
That's a shed.
I'm not talking about the shed.
Yeah, we're not talking about the shed.
Oh, excellent.
See?
So you're wondering about starting a lawnmower.
Starting a lawnmower, hitting her, I mean.
You're hitting her elbow.
20.9, you got a long elbow.
You're going to mess the room.
It is. Pardon me?
I said, I'm trying to figure out how you hit your elbow on that. If you got 20.9 feet, you raise that issue.
Well, yeah.
The picture is 1,000.
When you review the evidence, thank you very much, sir. Okay, I have a shed, mm-hmm. and then I have a house, which is more forward.
Okay.
It's not as close to this new house.
Okay.
So, right there are these two trash cans.
Right.
And
I understand that, but I mean, how do you hit your elbow on that air conditioning, that unit, that close end?
Come and visit, and I'll show you.
No, it's okay. I'm just, and you answer my question.
No. I pulled the lawnmower out, and I did that, and boom.
Yeah, it was a cord.
Field trip. And I'm cutting my grass.
Okay, no, you answered my question, ma'am. I appreciate that.
The system is about 3 feet.
Okay.
So that has to be considered as well. So it's really 7.5 feet
okay.
away from my property line.
Okay.
So I pulled the lawnmower out on my property, and as I did that,
okay.
boom.
Is your door to your shed facing them?
No, sir. Okay. It faces Grandview Street.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
How big was the home on that lot before, the one that was removed? Do you know, was it about the same size? Was
no,
it smaller?
Sir. It was smaller.
What would you say the size was?
He had been there quite a while. His son was here. He's the neighbor. Pardon me? About 12 by 50.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
He was a famous fisherman as well.
All righty. 12 to 50. All right, ma'am. I'm sorry.
We could get the information about the size of the trailer that was moved.
And just state your name again for the
record. Terry Saunders.
And you remain under oath from previous testimony early this evening.
Yes, I think the pictures show 1,000 words about how close it is in the back where the two trailers were placed. And also from the front, I'll just let you guys, actually, this was her trailer, this is her shed. That's the electric pole, and then that's the air conditioning. So it's pretty tight back there. So I'll let you see what we see. And also the menacing sort of very, very sort of one, I think if we measured it, it's 7 feet, 5 to 7 feet from the front, from this to the street. And that's when Donna was saying if an accident about to happen. This is the back, if you guys could see that. It's pretty tight back there. We actually did have a fire because our place was old, and our shed is more than 20 feet from our because we have a larger lot, we're just lucky. And the shed caught on fire. The siding melted, and it's greater than 20 feet. And so I don't know what would happen if they should have a fire there. Two smaller trailers were at those sites. One is Ira, who's the person who introduced us to Donovan, had a very small trailer, and when he got too old to spearfish, his family brought him back and literally dragged his trailer from there. So I have to share with you, it wasn't large, and that they could take it. They actually took it up and took it back to Dover? Yeah. The thing I just want to state is that we all are probably on the same page and wanting improvements in the community. The question is how we get there. But I did want to share this out of 7020 manufactured home standards. C1 says a landlord shall adopt reasonable written standards regarding the resale or transfer of a manufactured home intended for retention in the landlord's manufactured home community. The standards must relate only to appearance, maintenance, safety, and compliance with state and local building, housing, or health and health codes in the 1976 HUD code. A landlord may not issue standards which the age of a manufactured home is the exclusive or dominant criteria, prohibiting the home from being sold or retained in the community after the sale is consummated. I bring that up because we're talking about this being an older park with a smaller footprint. Our place is 12 feet long and wide, and how long, Sam? 12 wide and... it's 12 feet wide. We have a smaller, older home. We've renovated an older place. But I think that with the trailers being larger and that place being sort of a travel trailer sort of come to 2017, I'm thinking that if we're just talking about variances, we can talk about other things like plumbing, sewage, upkeep, weeds, etc., electricity and standards. I think that we're really having trouble with that, which is why we're here. It just can't be willy-nilly filling it up, making it menacing, more dismal, and not as safe when they start considering how we're going to look at Donovan's. We are homeowners, and I cannot share with you that some of the trailers have been for sale for 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And so this lets me know about the home values and what's going on with the lot owner and us homeowners. We're not in balance now. Our trailers are not worth much money. You can't buy a trailer there. No one wants to buy there. So something is going on that has to be, in terms of business, rethought so that we can continue to make it a prosperous neighborhood. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, you have questions. I'm sorry.
No, ma'am. I don't. Didn't you? No question? No, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. All right, sir.
Hi, my name is James McCarty. I live at 16308 Grandview Street.
Okay.
Mr. McCarty is under oath from earlier this evening.
I'd like to reiterate the safety issues and concerns on my behalf for the fire hazards.
Okay.
Also, I would like to state that you haven't had any complaints on file or letters on file from us in fear of reprisal from KDM or Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park. Most of the people that live in the park are afraid. They're afraid of what's going to happen if they come up and fight the variance. So that's why nobody's come forward.
Afraid of what?
What are you afraid of?
Afraid of reprisal, afraid of getting kicked out, afraid of being picked on. There's many, many things that large companies can do to put fear in the older population, which our park has a large older population of retired people, a lot of handicapped people that can't afford to move from where they're at any time. They're pretty much fixed incomes. So when you threaten, we'll just go ahead and close the park down or whatever, or we're going to do this to get rid of you, they feel threatened.
Have you heard this?
Yes, I have, from several people in the park.
That has been said to them by the park, then they need to
they feel
seek counsel then or something, because that's something
exactly
that we can't do
yeah.
you know, we can't help you with that. They should get canceled then. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but, right?
These letters haven't been sent forward. That's why you're not getting anything.
Okay.
Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park has had several variances over the past 20 years. Your park managers are in here getting these variances all the time. Nobody knows the rules and regulations about sheds, decks, any of that. They don't pass this information on from manager to manager. Park managers that have been in the business for how long have you been in?
Sir, direct your questions to us and we'll...
How long Mr. Betts has been in this business? How long has he been doing this? How many variances has Mr. Betts stood in this room for, not just for Donovan Smith, but for the other KDM parks? How many times has he told you, oh, I didn't know that it had to be so many feet away from a shed or a deck? Is this going to continue? Or are our representative going to do something about it?
Well, when he gets a permit, it tells him when the permit.
The permit. You pull the permit, then you place it. You don't place it and then get the permit.
Absolutely.
That's why we're here. We're running into the same issues over and over again. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, sir.
Yes, and not to be redundant, but it's some of the same issues, the variances, and I can see the new trailers off from my window, and it looks like we measured them. I think they're about 12 or 13 feet from the street, and like I say, it's just, it keeps harping on making the park better, and there's so many old trailers there that they need to tear down. The cats and rodents are underneath. Right. It just doesn't make sense that they keep piling the trailers up where they shouldn't be. It's just so much space in the park that they could be setting these trailers.
Sir, isn't that what he's doing? That's what he said he was doing, taking the old ones out and putting new ones in, so updating?
But I'm saying that there's older trailers they could have taken out and put those new ones in instead of cramming those new ones in the spots that they had them in. But there's so many spots that they could have put them in and not had these problems with variances.
But didn't they say they were trying to get the trailers to the lots that they got, the biggest ones, or trying to work it that way too, as people buying them?
But it's whatever they're doing, they're not buying them. And they can come in, and if you came in and saw four or five vacant trailers or vacant, there was one vacant trailer across the street from where they put these in. It's been there for 3 or 4 years, and the tin was flapping off of the trailer. Mm-hmm. And who would come in and buy, look at the trailers and see the abandoned trailer across the street? Those are some of the issues that I'm addressing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, that gentleman was Mr. Sam Saunders, who testified earlier this evening and was under oath.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, then, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table case number 11,946 until May 1st.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,946 into our next regular meeting, which will be on May the 1st. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by vote 5-0, case number 11,946 is tabled. The board's going to stay in recess.